In New York, Oneida Lake is known as the Walleye Lake. Every year, hundreds of anglers descend on the local community, hoping to catch the big one. But those big fish aren't as common as they used to be. Tony Buffa is a charter captain on Oneida Lake and on nearby Lake Ontario. He says ever since the cormorants arrived, the bigger walleye are much tougher to find. He suspects that's because the cormorants are eating them before they grow to 15 inches. That's the legal limit for anglers.
The young of the year walleye is a 6 and 7 incher. Then all of a sudden, when you would expect that same cohort group to make it to an adult stage, which would be roughly 14 inches, there's the disappearance in that 6-inch range to the 14-inch range.
And researchers say the anglers aren't just imagining this. They've found that the 6 to 14-inch range is exactly the size the cormorants like to eat. Connie Adams is a biologist at the Cornell University Field Station on Oneida Lake. She spent the past 6 years analyzing the diet of the lake's cormorant population.
When I began this study, I thought, how could 300 pairs of birds possibly have a very large impact on fish spread over a 20,000 hectare lake? It just didn't seem intuitively correct that truly cormorants could be causing the decline that anglers were attributing to them. But then when we got the numbers, it's undeniable.
Adams estimates that most years the cormorants eat more than 20% of the walleyes between the ages of 1 and 3. That's when the fish are in the 6 to 14-inch range. So by the time the fish reach adulthood at age 4, the birds have eaten more than half of them. But Oneida Lake's cormorants are not unique. Those big fish have also been scarce in some fishing communities on Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. Jim Johnson is a researcher with the U.S. Geological Survey. His work on Lake Ontario found evidence that cormorants were eating smallmouth bass over 10 inches long. Johnson says this is a new finding in cormorant research.
Well, I think the implications of these two studies are that for the first time it found that cormorants can have a discernible impact on game fish populations. At the same time, I think that, you know, the bulk of the literature suggests that cormorants often do not cause any problems to game fish populations. And so it taken as a whole, I think the studies are telling us that you just cannot generalize too much with cormorants.
But the anglers say these studies provide the evidence they've been waiting for. Many support a bill in Congress that's calling for a hunting season on cormorants. State biologists, though, argue such a season isn't necessary because they've found other ways to control the population. On Lake Ontario, they're killing eggs, and biologists are destroying nests to prevent the cormorants from laying eggs. Some environmental groups oppose these actions, while the anglers argue it's not enough. Biologist Connie Adams, meanwhile, says she doesn't expect the new findings will lead to a change in policy, but she says they do lend credence to the plight of many Great Lakes fishermen. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm